بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we have heard this verse many times before. Almost every dhikr majlis, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila, and glorify Him morning and evening. This verse is in Surah Al-Ahzab, in the 22nd juz, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prior to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in Surah Ahzab itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about favors upon the believing nation, upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically with this great bounty that we have, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our most beloved Nabi, and he is the seal of prophethood. And Allah blessed us to be in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just preceding these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, or made mention of, Zayd radiallahu ta'ala and Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was married to Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. And for some reason, the nikah did not last long and they were divorced. Zayd divorced Zainab bint Jahash. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made her nikah to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a lengthy incident. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in this surah how we should respect Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love as ummatis we should be having for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how careful we should be in not hurting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way. So Allah spoke in general about various favors that He has bestowed you and I. And therefore, we should be making so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the various favors He has given us, like iman, and especially the being the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu uthkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah then addresses the believers. Allah says, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just now and then, in abundance. And ulama, mufassireen, and scholars have mentioned that any other ibadah, take salat for example, we are commanded to read 5 times salat. Not more than that is fard. Yes, nafil a person can read. But fard, 5 times only. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Roza, what is compulsory, only 1 month in the year. Hajj, once in a lifetime. Zakat, only when the zakat is due after 1 year. Nobody is giving zakat every single day of his life. It's not compulsory. But dhikr is such an ibadah that there is no number fixed for dhikrullah. Allah says, dhikran kathira. Kathira means abundance. So much we should be making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that there is no excuse for us not to make the dhikr of Allah. Because dhikr is also such an ibadah that does not even require any specific number, nor any specific time, occasion, not even to be in the state of purity. Even if you need a ghusl, then to a person can take the name of Allah. You require wudu, you can take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In any position you are, standing, sitting, lying down in your bed, driving in your car, dhikr you can make. It is why when the Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are so many things in deen, show me one thing that I can cling on to. Rasulullah said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Let your tongue be moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another Sahabi mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that shall I not show you such a deed that is better for you than spending silver and gold in the path of Allah. Then going out in jihad and meeting your enemy and being killed also. Dhikrullah. It is so powerful, so powerful. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullah dhikran kathira, in abundance. And wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Glorify Allah, praise Allah. Subhanallahi walhamdulillah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Bukratan wa asila, morning and evening. Ulama explain why specifically these two times have been mentioned, because these are the most mubarak times when a person should praise Allah, glorify Allah. However, commentators have said bukrata wa asila refers to at all times a person dhyan, mind, heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his dhikr is not only by means of his tongue, but also by his jinan, by his limbs. As the Thani Ramadullah has mentioned very clearly in Bayan al-Quran, that jinanan and lisanan, that all the time he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only by his tongue and his heart, but even his limbs, he is making the ta'at of Allah, the ta'at of Allah. So he's remembering Allah by means of his tongue, and he's remembering Allah by means of his actions. So this is what we need to do, at all time, we have to be remembering Allah, we have to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bukrata wa asila. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ اللَّهُ أكبر. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends mercy upon you. Who is the you? You and I, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah commanded to make dhikran kathira. Allah says that He sends mercy upon you, and wa malaikatuhu, even His angels make dua for us. The angels, they make dua that Allah must shower His mercy upon us. In the 24th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the angels, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, those angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those mighty, powerful angels, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, and those others who are in the surroundings of those angels carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They are glorifying Allah. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And specifically, they are making istighfar on behalf of the believers. Oh Allah, forgive the believers. Oh Allah, forgive the believers. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةٍ. Oh Allah, your mercy is all so encompassing and vast. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ رَحْمَةً. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Oh Allah, forgive those who are making tawbah, those who have turned towards you, and those who are following your way, your path, the sirat mustaqim. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. The angels are pleading to Allah Ta'ala that Allah protect them from the fire of Jahannam, the burning fire of Jahannam. Protect the believers from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, enter them into gardens of paradise, gardens of perpetuity. وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ, that you have promised them in the Quran. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. Not only these believers, but oh Allah, all those who are righteous, pious, who are good from their progeny and from their parents and their wives and their children. Mufassirin say that a person goes to Jannat and he gets a very high rank. Oh Allah, where's my family? Where's my parents? Where are my children? Where's my wife? He'll be told that they haven't reached your maqam, your high standard. But because of this person who reached such a high maqam and standard in the eyes of Allah, Allah will join his family, his parents, his wives, his children, also with him in that high rank. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The angels say, oh Allah, you are most powerful, you are most wise. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Oh Allah, protect them from evil. Angels are making dua for us. Ulama have explained سَيِّئَات. Some mufassirin have said, oh Allah, protect them from the evils of the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ تَقِي السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَهُ. Oh Allah, that person who you save on the day of Qiyamah from the horrors of Qiyamah, then indeed you have shown your mercy upon such a person. And that is the greatest of success. So, dhikrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, commanding us to make dhikr in abundance, to glorify, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, He sends mercy upon us, the believers. And Allah makes the angels make this dua for us. Why? لِيُخْرِجَكُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah wants us to take, Allah wants to remove us from zulumat, from the darknesses of kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah, sins, different type of spiritual maladies we are going through. It is pride, anger, jealousy, love of dunya. We indulge in haram, we see haram, we move towards haram, we consume haram. We don't even feel any fear when we are committing some haram action. We are not bothered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. We are prepared to deceive our Muslim brothers and sisters in our dealings. Such things we do, that it does not behove a believer to do such things. That he actually deceives his Muslim brother in some contract. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah wants to take us out from those darknesses of evil, ila nur, towards the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nur of tawheed, nur of iman, the nur of piety. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful with the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the hereafter, when the believers will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be the greeting they will hear from Allah? Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Allah will actually make salam to the believers, to the people in Jannah. Wa'adda lahum ajran kareema. And Allah has prepared for them a very honorable bounty in Jannah. Allah has prepared for them a preparation in Jannah, the bounties of Jannah, which are so beautiful for the Jannatis. Do therefore, respected brothers and elders, it is important, especially in these times of fitna, that we should make dhikr in abundance. At home, in solitude, we sit in the car, wherever we are. Let us not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only benefit for a person making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bring many other aspects of our deen correct. Because his heart requires this polish of dhikrullah all the time. We don't realize, because we don't see the filth accumulating on our hearts. We don't see the dirt collecting in our hearts. Therefore, we don't understand how far are we becoming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how more important it is for us to polish and cleanse and purify our hearts. And what is that polish? Dhikrullah. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of you tawfiq, of becoming true dhakirin, true shakirin, remembering Allah, thanking Allah for all the bounties Allah has bestowed upon us. We have made our Isha Salat, the men folk in the masjid, in Jamaat. Now make shukr for this. The more shukr we make, the more Allah opens His doors. When you don't make shukr, Allah takes away the ni'mat. And as I mentioned before, that we have taken many, many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala for granted. We don't realize, and Mashayikh have mentioned, as the Tani Ramatullah has also mentioned very clearly, that when a person reads a Salat, obviously he becomes happy and he should become happy. But then he must remember, it was the fazal of Allah Ta'ala upon him. Allah's kindness upon him, that Allah enabled him, Allah gave him the tawfiq, Allah gave him the help, Allah gave him the strength to read his Salat, to read her Salat. So it is the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah invited us, to his home, to his house. And Allah is honoring us. Therefore, every ni'mat that we have, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us get now accustomed to making the tasbih and tahmeed of Allah ta'ala, morning and evening. Carry our tasbih in our hand. If we can't carry our tasbih in our hand, Allah has given us fingers. And on the day of Qiyamah, these fingertips will actually speak. And they will exclaim, oh Allah, this person read your tasbih. He glorified you, he praised you. That is why we use our fingers. They will bear testimony on our behalf. This tongue will bear testimony. To bukrata wa asila, morning and evening, Let us make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Durood Sharif. Our dhyan concentration is on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How powerful Allah ta'ala is. Everything is in His control. The entire world is in His control. The skies, the earth, the mountains, the oceans, the animals, the angels, the jinnat, mankind, every creature, every insect, every bird, every sand particle, every atom, every single leaf, every tree, every fruit, every vegetable, whatever we see and what we don't even see, whatever Allah has created, everything is under His, in His control. He is the Khaliq. There is nobody, nobody, no Zat, no being greater than Allah. He is Akbar, He is Kabir. Greatness, loftiness only belongs to Him. And everything is in His control. And Allah loves us, Allah loves us, Allah loves us. That we have to develop in our heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are His slaves. And think of moth. How long are we going to live in this world? One day moth will come and everything is over. Then we have to meet our Allah. Then we will see reality. Even a disbeliever, when moth strikes and when he's leaving this world, then the reality dawns upon him that this is what life was all about. And there is a creator, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then it is too late to bring iman. Allah has given us iman. Make shukr to Allah ta'ala for this. And now let us become obedient servants to Allah. Make the dhikr of Allah. The azmat of Allah must come in our heart. The kibriya of Allah. La ilaha. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped. Nothing, no person, nothing. Illallah, only Allah. And we say la, we are negating, making nafi. Mashaykh say nafi and ithbat. Every filth that has come into our heart. We are all sinners. Nobody here is sinless. Ma'asum wa anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Yes, Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness and love for us, Allah is Sattar, Allah has concealed our sins. If everybody could see the next person's sins, what would happen? Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, Allah has concealed our sins. And His ghafar al-dhunub, He loves to forgive. So Allah, to all those things, those pretty faces, you know, businesses, in our colleges, in our schools, in our madrasas, wherever we are, in our offices, that are enticing us, we sing la to all those things. That haram deal that you wish to get into so that you can get more money, la to it. That anger that you have, you are unable to subside, say la to it. That pride, that ego, whatever it may be. Illallah. And fill our hearts with the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah Ya Allah, our hearts have become blackened with sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Ey Malik, Ey Kareem, you created us, my Allah. We are your makhluk, we are your slaves, we are your servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our master, Ya Allah. You know us very well, my Allah. There is no person who knows us better than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know all our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know our taqdeer, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what will be our result, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, we beg you, my Allah. We beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with Iman. Make us die with Iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the horrors of Qiyamah, my Allah. Protect us from Jahannam, my Don't even take us close towards Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, without any reckoning, my Allah, without any pain, without any suffering, my Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr also, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass with flying colors in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we pass away, my Allah, when the angels will question us, man rabbuk, ma deenuk, man hadha rajul, Ya Allah, make us give the answers spontaneously, the correct answers, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, forgive us for the wrongs that we are doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know Qiyamah will take place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have yaqeen in maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we have to face you, but my Allah, we have become so laxed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are living lives of ghaflat because, my Allah, we have become consumed by dunya. Ya Allah, and the fitnas and attractions of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, that our actions have become such as though we are not going to leave this world. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, make us realize now, my Allah, that maut is going to come and it can happen at any time, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us prepare for maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, it only comes from you, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Hum to nalaiq hai, my Allah. Hum to gande hai, my Allah. Our whole day and night is only spent in vice, evil, my Allah. It's only around dunya and dunya and dunya, my Allah. It's only the events of this world, the news of this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, the news of the Akhirah doesn't affect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in Surah Naba. Oh, my Allah, you have said, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ The greatest news is the news of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare now, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare, my Allah. Give all of us the tawfiq, my Allah, of becoming mu'mineen, kamileen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from falling into sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we do fall into sin, Ya Allah, pick us up quickly, my Allah. And purify and cleanse us. Give us a tawfiq of making tawbah and nasuha. Don't make us persist in gunas, my Allah. Don't make us our hearts become hard, my Allah. Protect us from kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah, all evils, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially the evils of the heart, my Allah.
Protect us from nafsi ammara, my Allah. Grant us nafsi mutma'inna, my Allah. Give us a qalbi saleem, a pure, clean heart, free from malice and hatred and jealousy, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, become pleased with us. Ya Allah, we know that our actions are not going to please you, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good a'mal that you will become pleased with, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evils, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulm of the zalimeen. Grant all of us sitting here, my Allah, all those listening to this program now, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sincere people, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us complete afiyat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, my Allah. Your qurb, my Allah. Give us that close proximity, that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all type of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Don't make us become mazloom in any way, my Allah. Protect us from all types of fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, jahan bhi ummat pareshan hal ho, ya Allah, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, whoever is in any difficulty, whatever type of difficulty, my Allah, remove the difficulty completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, we are only turning towards you, my Allah. We are only begging from you, my Allah. You have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum, my Allah. You have promised you will answer our dua. And therefore, my Allah, we are only asking you, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Answer all our duas, my Allah. All those who requested duas also, my Allah. Wherever they may be, ya Allah. Different parts of the world, my Allah. Answer all the jaiz murad also, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtud iman, mawtud madina sharif, baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, all those who are sick, ya Allah, give them kamil shifa, my Allah. Allah, shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. So many people, ya Allah, have become sick, my Allah. So many in hospitals, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat and sihat, my Allah. And all the marhumeen, give them jannatu firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, ya Allah, become the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, if they have taken a wrong path, my Allah, bring them back onto sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them become, ya Allah, excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, bandaz, my Allah. Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina, qurrata a'yun, waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our sustenance come to us with ease. Let it be halal and pure and wholesome, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Protect us from greed, my Allah. Protect us from hirs, my Allah. Give us qanaat, my Allah. Give us contentment, zuhud, my Allah. Make us live simple lives, my Allah. Make us bring in our lives the sunnah of Nabi Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim wa tub alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.